Welcome back to the Deep Cover Holiday Special. This is part two, so if you haven't listened to part one, make sure to listen to the episode before this one to get all caught up.
One of the stories that when you told me, and you just told me 2 weeks ago, you told me, and I said, because I was writing a script, and right. I put a scene in there, and he said, you got that from me. That's what you said to me.
Right.
I said, no, I didn't get that from you. I made it up. He said, come on, you got it from me. I said, you never told me. What do you tell the story that you told me? And it was around Christmas time in Miami, right?
We were down in a lead lefty. It was, I think, Spaghetti and a couple other guys. We were.
What's the guy's name?
Spaghetti.
The guy's name's Spaghetti.
What can I tell you?
Okay.
Leo, everybody has a nickname.
Yeah, okay. You know?
We're down in Miami, and it was like the week before Christmas. And, you know, we figured we'd get away from New York. Spaghetti actually lived in Miami. He was one of the Bonanno guys that lived in Miami. So we go to this, we go out to dinner, and it's one of these places that, you know, where they have a stage and they have a comedian while you're eating dinner. So knowing the manager of the restaurant, knowing who we were, he thinks he's doing us a favor, and he sits us right by the stage. Well, you know, there's like six wise guys. Well, five wise guys and me. And I mean, these guys look like, you know, central casting. So we're eating out. The guy's going out with his monologue. And, hey, look at that table down there. Now, he don't know who we are, right? He decides to pick on our table. Hey, look at that table down there. Oh, guys look like mafioso. They look like the real mafia. Now, he don't know he's really talking to the real mafia. So I think Spaghetti says to him, hey, pal, pick on another table, okay? Well, the guy don't. He doesn't get with the program. And he goes on. He makes a couple more, you know, remarks about the dress, you know. Hey, how these guys dress, they look like they just got out of the movies, you know? So Lefty says, Donnie, go up on a stage and escort him off the stage. I said, now? He said, go up and escort him off the stage. So I get up out of my chair. I go over. I walk up on the stage. I grab the guy by the arm, and I said, the show's over, pal. And he's still talking. And I walk him, exit right off the stage. And then I can't remember who comes back. And he said, Donnie, throw him a slap and tell him to keep his mouth shut if he comes back on that stage. So I got to give the guy a couple smacks and I tell him, hey, if that's all you're going to get is a couple smacks, lay off, and you want to go back on the stage, lay off that table. And that was a Christmas present because I saved the guy's life, right?
Yes.
I gave him a Christmas present.
You got a funny way of delivering a Merry Christmas. All right, now, you know, I mean, you go to church, I go to church, you know, and Christmas time, Easter, if the guys don't even go to church, they usually go to church at that time. How about the guys in your crew, either Columbos, Bonanos, anybody like that? They churchgoers?
I went to church on Sunday, but nobody cared. Yeah. But none of the guys that I was with, I know that I don't think they went to church. I mean, you know, they may have went, but not with me. Yeah. I never had any discussion with anybody, and nobody ever questioned why I went.
Well, and then I can assume if they didn't go to church, they didn't go to a shrink like a certain television show that
forget
we know.
About it. They would have been whacked the day and the hour that they walked out of that shrink. Who's going to trust the wise guy that they know goes to a shrink? Going to church is one thing, you know, because they all, you know, the guys that I know, you know, were religious, but that when I say religious, they, you know, they were Catholic, they believed in it and all that stuff. But that doesn't mean they went to church, you know?
Yeah. Well, wasn't a big mob boss, wasn't his brother a priest?
Gigante, Gigante.
Was it Gigante?
Father Gigante, yeah.
Oh, that's really something. It came out of the same.
And I think that one of the Lefty's sisters was a nun. I mean, I was told that. I mean, he told me, you know, whether it was true, I never met her. But I can remember Lefty one time telling me that his sister was a nun.
I'll bet you they had to do a lot of praying. Man. I mean, wow. That's over there. So, you know, since scams, and you said they back off on scams during the holidays or hijackings, whatever.
Well, the guys that I was with, you know, I mean, I can't speak for other families, but yeah. I'm sure it was all the same, you know.
Yeah. You know, I know they're all different types of crimes. Did they ever set up phony charities or anything like that?
Oh, Leo, phony charities.
No, I'm just asking. I don't want to besmirch them all.
We used to run casino nights. You know, every event that they have, like a casino night or a bingo night, you know, we were running those. They have a charity attached to it, a legitimate charity. Now, the cut might be 99 for the wise guys and 1% for the charity. But they needed the charity's name, you know, to run a legitimate, and when I say legitimate, you don't know how much money was in bingo in Florida. I mean, it was like crazy,
yeah.
You know, because it was big time games, you know. And when we ran the casino nights, we ran it in the name of a charity. But, you know.
Now, would you have to have somebody as a front that didn't have, you know, wasn't a convicted felon or something?
No, they actually had the charters. One of them was the Veterans of Foreign War. They had a charter for the Veterans of Foreign War.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, all legitimate charities that they had that they had charters for.
All legitimate charities run by illegitimate guys.
Yes. Hey.
Hey, a dollar's a dollar. Was there ever a Santa, a mob guy dressed up as a Santa? Did they ever go to that? No.
Not at my parties. Not the ones I attended.
I could just see Nikki or one of the guys would say it.
Yeah,
you guys had set his beard on fire.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
But, and you know, this is a little far afield, but I know guys in show business like to hang around with mob guys, okay? It's a Mickey Rourke. Tony LoBianco, you know, they were always at trials and stuff like that. How about celebrities, you know, that the mob guys wanted to hang around? I don't know, the ball player or...
Well, you know, I found it to be opposite. Wise guys that I hung around with didn't care about hanging around with celebrities or ball players. It was the other way around. The celebrities or ball players wanted to hang with them. I mean, that's the mentality of a wise guy. You know, why do I need to hang around with a celebrity? You know?
Yeah.
I you know, I don't want to mention names, but I know, you know, I know celebrities that were, I don't want to, you know, when you say involved, not involved where they were involved with the wise guys as far as illegal activity, but, you know, hung out at the restaurants and except, you know, that we hung out at. And the clubs, it was more like they wanted to be seen with wise guys than wise guys wanted to be seen with them.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, wise guys, really, they're all about everything.
They're all
I've
about
learned.
Them. You know, yeah. I always tell everybody, one thing I found out is you can't embarrass a wise guy. I've never seen a wise guy get embarrassed in any situation that I've ever been involved in with them.
That's ingrained in them.
That's the badge. Now, I don't know what, you know, I don't know about these half-assed wise guys today, but I'm talking about, you know, the real mobsters.
Deep Cover will be right back after this short break. And we're back with more Deep Cover, the holiday special.
You know, as a point with the guys that you knew and, you know, we know the demise of some of them. Other ones went in the can. Was there a percentage that actually their kids went into the life? Was it rare or was it commonplace for the son of a mob guy to follow that life? I mean, I know Gotti.
Yeah, I think it was more not rare. I think it was more with them following, because, you know, it wasn't just a one guy. You know, you might have had brothers, cousins, uncles, fathers. So it was more that they were going to follow in the footsteps.
Wow. Yeah. So in that regard, I guess a lot of the guys that you were with, right, they would have their sons now in the life.
Some yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I can't.
You want to hear the. Go ahead. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No.
Finish your thought.
No, I'm just saying in this life that they live, I would think you wouldn't want your kid anywhere near it, but they don't think that way.
Nah, you're right. I mean, and I think it's worse. It might be a little worse now because a lot of these younger guys, you know, back in the day, drug use wasn't that prevalent amongst wise guys or their, you know, even their kids. But the last, I don't know. I mean, I saw near the end of my undercover days where drugs were coming prevalent with the kids, you know, the sons. And I think that's, you know, that was one of the reasons, a big downfall for, you know, because look, what's the best, if you're in law enforcement, drug users are the guys that are going to flip very quickly. And that's why
you go in.
That's why a lot of these young guys flip, you know.
Today. And it started them all singing.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know in Philly and in New York. Yeah.
Yeah.
All the stuff. Chicago was interesting, though. They stayed unto themselves. They didn't
they
have many
did.
Guys that did the thing. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
did I ever tell you about the craziest Christmas present I ever got? Did I ever tell you that one?
No.
A guy gave me my own book.
Who gave you your own book?
I never told you that one.
No.
An undercover agent's dealing with some mob guys out in Cleveland. So he calls me one day and he said, now this was after my book had been out a couple of years. He said, Joe, I got these two wise guys and, you know, I got this deal going with him. And I told him that, you know, I got a guy down in Miami that can help me. So I said, all right. So I fly down to Miami, meet up with the undercover. He runs the whole story with me. Next morning, I meet the wise guys who meet him for breakfast and they start questioning me, you know, and I tell them, hey, look, you know, I don't want to hear anything. All right. John vouches for me. Don't be questioning me about my bona fides. All right. You want me to do something for you? Tell me what the F you want and I'll do it. But other than that, I don't have time to sit here, you know, and answer your questions. No. He said, and at the time I was going by name of Joe, my real name. He said, no. He said, Joe, he said, the only reason he said, you ever hear of Donnie Brasco? I said, so I look at the other undercover and I said, I heard of him. I think wasn't he the FBI agent that infiltrated the mafia or something? He said, well, you know, he wrote a book. I said, I don't know that. So he goes through chapter by chapter of the book. Okay. So we do the deal and go back. The undercover, John, goes back to Cleveland with him, blah, blah, blah. So then they have their Christmas party, right? And get a call from John. And he said, hey, Sam gave me a Christmas present for you. I said, what is it? He said, I don't know. I said, well, open it up. What is it? He opens it up. He said, fuck, it's a copy of your book. I said, what? He said, yeah. He said, hold on a minute. To Joe Marino, best wishes, Sam.
Oh, that's got to go down.
That was the best Christmas present I got.
Listen, I don't think we can top that. You see, you learn something every show with
God.
Mr. Joseph D. Pistone.
Oh, my God.
Look, everybody, and I want to thank Camille, our executive producer, and John Moser, MBB Management, and Mr. Matty Boy, Luigi's son from JM Street Media. We had a lot of fun. And from the ratings that have been coming in, you guys out there, you're liking what you hear. And there's a lot more stuff to come. We're talking about, you know, after Joe got out of the Donnie Brasco persona, the trials, the commission trials, which just, I mean, the mafia has never been the same since. The Pizza Connection trials. You talk about drugs and the way it was infiltrating with the new breed. Fascinating stuff. And hijackings. Joe made a few of those. I mean, I do them in the movies. That's it. No more. That's it. That's all. But we got a lot to talk about and reveal. Joe, anything you want to say to the listeners out there?
Yeah, I hope this podcast gave them a little insight into how mob guys enjoy their Christmases. I mean, when you're with these guys, you find out that I don't know if they're redeeming qualities, but there are some good qualities. I mean, you know, who doesn't like Christmas, right? I mean, I never came across one guy that didn't like Christmas in the mob guys I work with. They were excited. The guys that had grandkids, they were excited to buy presents for their grandkids at Christmas, or their, you know, if they had kids that were still in the stage of expecting Christmas, you know, presents under the tree. I heard a couple guys, you know, complaining about, I got to decorate the tree, and, you know, I want to decorate it this way, and my wife wants to decorate it this way.
Normal stuff.
Normal stuff like everybody else. I mean, look, she wants me to hang lights on the house. I got to go home and hang up the Christmas lights, you know, decorate the bushes and whatever. I mean, normal stuff that you know, I'm thinking to myself, God, I would get the same thing when I was home, you know? Yeah. When are you going to put up the lights outside?
You just brought up something right there because, you know, on Christmas Eve, you weren't with your family.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, they were a whole country away.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, I spent time with, you know, normally with one of the wise guys, you know, because I couldn't all every time say, no, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to go to a movie. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. So I'd go over, have dinner, you know, and then leave, you know, after dinner and stuff like that.
But so, that proved to them you were there. You were Johnny on the spot.
Yeah.
You know, or Donnie on the spot.
Yeah. And then not only that, you know, I mean, you know, and you get to see that, that, you know, they, they have Christmas trees and they got presents under the tree and, you know, their kids are excited about the presents and, you know, there's a box there maybe for the wife, you know, or the wife has a box for the husband. I mean, it's when it comes to the holidays, it's normal.
Yeah. You know? Well, that tells me how bad they wanted Paul Castellano whack for them to do it on Christmas
Day. Christmas Eve. Yeah. I mean, but that's a rarity. You know, that's a rarity because, you know, the circumstances, you're taking out a boss. They needed the hustle and bustle on the street. You know, I mean, a lot of things, you know, a lot of variables went into that, you know.
Yeah.
They needed the, you know, people dressed where nobody's looking at you, you know, because.
All the
yeah, I mean,
chaos.
Look, you've been in New York around Christmas time, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. I mean, it's like crazy. People rushing all over the place. People with so.
It was actually very smart the way. Well, we recreated it in the Gotti movie.
Yeah.
I played one of the hitters, Bobby Borriello. And as I told you before,
this is iced tea, by the way. It may be colored, but it's iced tea.
Oh. I was gonna say, man.
You know I don't drink. Little.
I said, man, you're starting celebrating Christmas a little early, huh? No, not him.
That's my homemade iced tea.
Yeah. But all right, everybody. We will see you right after the new year. We'll have a new schedule of shows coming up. We thank you. Until next year.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and God bless you.
Echo ditto.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Deep Cover, The Real Donnie Brasco. This will be the last episode of the year, but we'll be back next year with a new season and new exciting content. Please subscribe to be the first to know when the new season starts and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From Jam Street Media.